Welcome to the Achievable FINRA podcast. I'm Tyler, the founder of Achievable, and we have affordable courses for the FINRA SIE, Series 6, Series 7, 63, 65, and 66 exams with industry best pass rates. Each Achievable course includes everything you need to pass the first time. A full textbook, videos on key topics, thousands of questions backed by our memory-enhancing algorithm, and full-length practice exams. You can try it out for free at achievable.me, and if you like it, use the code PODCAST to get you 10% off at checkout. This podcast was made from a video by Achievable's FINRA course author, Brandon Rith. If you'd like to have the visual aid of a video, please go to Achievable's YouTube channel and search for the video by the same name.
Limit orders are one of the four primary types of orders that you need to know for the exam. And in this video, we will talk about sell limit orders. There are four primary things we need to know about sell limit orders. So let's go ahead and dive in and talk about it. First, limit orders are oftentimes referred to as or better orders. Let's start with an example to better understand this. Let's say an investor submits an order that says sell 100 XYZ shares at 75 limit. To the untrained eye, this sell limit order might not mean much. But if we replace the word limit with or better, that gives us a good idea of what's happening. Sell 100 XYZ shares at 75 or better. Well, sellers always want to try to sell as high as they possibly can. So this order is telling us we want to sell at 75 or higher, or another way of saying, hey, my limit at 75 as the seller. I'm not willing to sell it for below 75. This type of order establishes a limit price at which you're willing to do a transaction at. And from the seller's perspective, the limit is on the downside. I'm not going to sell the stock for 75 or lower, or maybe another way of saying, I want to sell the stock for 75 or higher. This helps us transition to the second point, which is the guarantee that limit orders provide. Limit orders guarantee price. And in our example here, the investor that submits this order does not have to worry about their stock being sold for less than 75. They're telling the system, sell my stock for 75 bucks or higher, otherwise don't do the transaction. Usually investors use this type of order to get a better price than what's available, kind of like a greedy type of order. So for example, let's say the market price is currently at $71 per share. If they place a sell limit at 75, and the market price rises up to 75 and then executes, the investor is able to sell the stock at a price that is $4 better than what it originally started at. And if we're talking 100 shares, that's an additional $400 in their pocket by placing a sell limit order. That is the good part about a limit order. You might be able to get a better price if the market moves in the direction that you're expecting. But not everything is good with a limit order. Limit orders do not guarantee execution, which means if the market price doesn't go up to the range that we think it's gonna go, the order just never goes through. Back to our example, let's say the market price is at 71. The investor places a sell 100 shares at 75 limit. What if the market price, instead of going up, goes down? Goes down to 68, 65, 60, 50, 40. In this scenario, the investor would have been better off just placing a market order at 71 instead of being a little bit greedy and placing that sell limit at 75. As the market price falls, that order is not going to execute and the investor might miss out on the opportunity to sell something at a higher price should the market go through a downfall later. So to summarize this point, limit orders do guarantee price, and that's the good to them. I know that if I place this sell limit at 75, if the order goes through, minimum price I'm gonna sell it for is 75 bucks per share. I'm not gonna sell it for less. But the bad part is if the market price starts falling, they might miss their opportunity and end up having to sell the stock at a much lower price at a later date because they were trying to be greedy up front. And the fact that the order may not be executed in a scenario like that, that is the main risk that the investor faces when they place a limit order. The next important thing to know about limit orders is that they must be associated with a specific time frame. And that time frame will either be day or good till cancel. We call that GTC. A day order is exactly what it sounds like. If this order doesn't go through by the end of the day, cancel it. Let's just move on. GTC orders allow investors to submit orders that may be in place for several days or weeks or maybe even months. Orders with a GTC timeframe tell the system, keep this order in place until the order actually executes or until it is canceled, whichever comes first. The last important part for limit orders is understanding the acronym SLOBS over BLISS. If you feel really comfortable with how cell limit orders work based upon what we just talked about, great, you can answer all the questions using that knowledge. Or you can use this acronym-based shortcut SLOBS over BLISS. SL stands for cell limit, BS is buy stop, BL is buy limit, and SS is sell stop. And by the way, the O and the I don't mean anything, just there to make a word. The way we use this is we just have to identify what type of order we're dealing with. We've been looking at sell limits in this video. SLOBS, and specifically SL, is above the line. So going back to the order we had up front, sell shares at 75 limit, if we use SLOBS over BLISS and identify that SL is above the line, we know that we need the market price to hit 75 or higher in order for the order to be executed. And that's all we use SLOBS over BLISS for. Is it above or below the line? And that tells us where we need the market price to be. Now that we've thoroughly covered this topic, let's put a practice question on the board. There it is. Let's see if we can answer this confidently, knowing what we already know. If you want to, pause the video, see if you can answer yourself, and when you hit the play button, we'll talk about it together. Okay, let's look at the question. An investor places the following order. They want to sell 100 shares of CDE stock at 125. And the question is, what statement is true? Overall, we need to make sure we know what type of order we're dealing with and how it reacts to the market situation that it's in with all those prices that were provided. First things first, let's identify the order. Now, obviously, this is a sell of some form, but it doesn't tell us if it's a market, limit, stop, or stop limit order. A lot of people will look at this and not know what type of order it is. The only type of order where there might be some vagueness behind what is actually happening is a limit order. If there is a price specified and nothing else, it is the only time you have to make an assumption. This is a sell limit order. Otherwise, if it's a market order, you'll look for the word market, like sell shares at the market price. If it's a stop order, you'll see the word stop. If it's a stop limit order, you'll see the words stop limit. Again, if we see a price specified and nothing else, we have to assume this is a limit order. So we have a sell limit at 125 here. The easiest way to answer this question is by using our friend Slobs over Bliss. This is a sell limit order. SL is above the line. So that tells us we need the market price to be at or above 125 for this order to be executed. Now that we know what we're looking for, we'll go to the prices they specify. We read these prices from left to right, basically assuming they're in chronological order. And the first time we see 125 or above, the order executes, goes through, and that will be our answer. 123 is not 125 or above. 122 is not 125 or above, nor is 124 125 or above. But 125 is 125 or above. Something I want to point out is that keyword or. When we go back to Slobs over BLISS and think, okay, SL is above the line, that doesn't necessarily mean that the market price has to be above the price specified. If you've heard me talk about this, I always use the word or. We need to see the market price of 125 or above for this order to be executed. And 125 is 125 or above. So sure enough, this order will execute at 125. Now, real quick, two of the answers below reference the word trigger. If you've been through the stop section in the Achievable material, you may have learned a little bit about a trigger or an elect function. That is something that we see with stop orders only. Stops, stop limits, that's it. But if it's just a limit order, there is no trigger. There is no election. We're just looking for the price, 125 or above. And the first time we see it, the order goes through, which is why the answer is that it executes at 125.